Well, we're having a good time here in the studio. Three lovely ladies just walked in. It's the North Shore Readers and Writers. It's happening right now in Grand Marais and always includes several free public events. One of those is a panel discussion on writing humor at 7 o'clock tonight at the Grand Marais Public Library. And we are lucky enough to have all three funny panelists in our studio with us right now. Lorna Landvig.
Hello.
Julie Schumacher.
Hello.
And Sally Franson.
Hello.
And they were just jamming along to Respect just a minute ago. Thanks for coming into the studio. You've got a big night, so this is really great to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Now, did you get here yesterday or did you come up today? Are you guys like tired from driving?
I got here yesterday.
Okay.
And have been to the Ben Franklin and to many of Grand Marais' hotspots.
Nice.
Thank you. Yes.
And I got here on Wednesday night and was greeted with a lovely gift basket in my hotel room full of coupons for local establishments. And I'm proud to say I've used every single coupon.
Wow, Sally.
Leave no coupon unturned.
Wow,
Did you get the free bag of saltwater taffy?
Oh, you better believe it. From Lake Superior Trading Post. I plunked my coupon down. I said, I'll be taking this and nothing else. Just kidding, I bought jam too.
We've been trickling in. I got here today. And I went to the Ben Franklin also and have sort of earmarked certain shoes I need to go back and look at.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
They sell shoes?
Oh, really
nice ones.
Shoes.
Really?
Yes. Back to Ben Franklin.
It ain't no five and dime.
Well, I tell you what, you're talking about writing humorous stories tonight at the library.
You say that with a question mark.
Are you really? What's going to happen tonight?
We don't know. We have a moderator because we need to be moderated.
Uh-huh.
And we just want to wing it and have fun and help people, if they want to write humor, figure out how to do it in 10 easy steps, which Julie will now illuminate.
How do you do that, Julie?
It's copyrighted. We'll be giving that info out later.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, humor is one of those things where somehow you hold this beautiful thing of a joke in your hand and then you try to explain how you made it and it just kind of comes apart like a pre-dissected frog. And so we're going to try to not have it be gross and boring to talk about and instead have it be fun and lighthearted.
So how do you write about, I look back at my own life and I think things that I went through that weren't so funny at the time, now they kind of are.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you write about things and make them funny and something that other people can associate with?
Comedy is tragedy plus time. That's what they say.
Ask me why I'm such a good comedian.
Why are you
good
such
timing?
Good.
No, it's, I don't know. I think if you write humor, you come from a point of looking at things with a sense of humor. I mean, I know there are comics who are very dour in their real lives and can be very funny on stage, but the writers I've known whose work I like and who make me laugh and are funny tend to just have a worldview where they know that humor is the leavening agent, I would say.
Do you think humor is more difficult to write about than something serious?
Yes, I think we all should be highly lauded.
I always say, yeah, the reason that I am not the number one New York Times bestselling author right now is that people don't understand just how hard it is what we do.
So you start out trying to write something funny, or does it just happen that way?
I often try to write something serious, and it will become absurd. And I think that's due to, like Lorna's saying, a temperamental thing. It's my impulse is always to lighten. It's not necessarily to, in any moment that's tense even, right? Like I'll want to crack a joke or I'll want to say something to make someone feel better. And a lot of times that's maybe a silly observation or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
And plenty of things that are funny are also very serious. I don't think humor and seriousness are opposing poles. I think they can go very much hand in hand.
And, you know, I took my phone out, which is so rude, but I just wanted to say I had a quote here that really spoke to that by Carrie Fisher, who said, "If my life wasn't funny, it would just be true. And that is unacceptable."
Well, that's funny you mentioned it because I just read this wonderful article in Grant about this woman who went to clown camp. I'll say now that I'm also a clown camp graduate. And I am.
Come
to the public library today to find out more. And so it was written by this analyst, and she was kind of studying laughter, and she said that if you read a transcript from a stand-up show and you read a transcript from a psychoanalyst's office, it's more or less the same, just like structured a little really differently.
There's something sad about that.
Yeah, I know. But also really funny.
Maybe psychoanalysts are just laughing their heads off after the sessions.
That's funny to think about, actually. Therapist going home and be like, "Whaley, the yarns I heard."
Well, when you laugh hard, you do cry.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right.
So there you be.
There you be.
Or you pee your pants.
But it's all about liquid.
That's right.
Well, they're releases.
Do you have a favorite topic to write about when you're writing humor? Anybody?
I write about people, so that's a pretty broad topic.
And people are funny.
Yeah, people are funny.
Mm-hmm. People are so weird.
I haven't written a lot of funny stuff about animals, but I could, I suppose. But
you go right ahead.
That walleye just, oh man. No, people are funny.
Yeah.
How about events? Do you write about events that you can turn humor into, or is it mostly a certain person that you're thinking of when you write?
Well, people attend events, and I guess I write about, you know, funny circumstances.
And again, I think it's the lens that you use to look at things with. You could write about a funeral, and it could be a very sad story, or it could be a funny story. It could be the same funeral, but depending on what lens you put on it, who you are, your relationship to the deceased, how much time has gone by, it could be funny.
Yeah, definitely. What do you like to do in your spare time?
Clown school for you.
Clown school, Sally. Clown school.
God. I mean, my favorite thing to do is to go out with my friends, either like meal or glass of wine or something like that, and make each other laugh and tell funny stories, you know, and talk about books. And so I guess reading is one of my favorite things as well.
Nice.
But there's nothing more. I mean, I love gossip. Like, gossip is the poor man's fiction. I can gossip all day.
And I like to drink heavily. And I love to read. I live in Minneapolis, and we were talking about Grand Marais versus the cities. And Minneapolis has a lot of beauty, too, in its parks. I have a dog. I love to go to the dog park. I love to go to movies, to plays. But like Sally, too, I like to go out with my friends and talk. And
does your dog like
eat.
The dog park, or is it mainly
Our
you?
Dog loves the dog park.
So does mine.
Does he?
Which one do you go to?
We go to the Fort Snelling.
Oh.
Off leash.
Glory days.
Yeah.
That's the Shangri-La.
I know.
Julie, how about you?
I don't go to the dog park. I don't have a dog. I guess I should be hanging out at the dog park.
Yes.
It's a
great way to
so
meet
far.
People, Julie.
And there's no cat park. What's that about? I do have cats. They're stuck indoors. It's very sad.
Why don't you start your own cat park, Julie?
Wait, Julie, do you know there's a cat cafe on Huntington Avenue?
I know. I want to go. I do want to go.
Are there any cat cafes up in Grand Marais yet, Julie?
Not that I know of.
Sally, what is a cat cafe?
It's where fancy cats go to get a treat.
Do you get a treat as their owner?
I don't frequent them, not to start a war, but I'm not a cat person.
Shocking.
It's a Julie thing.
Yeah. It is.
But how come cats get cafes and dogs get parks? Like, what does that
because
say?
Because dogs like to roll around and sniff each other's butts. Cats are more sophisticated. They are interested in tea time and a small biscuit.
And whereas I would say dogs are social and gregarious and enjoy life, whereas cats just think they're royalty.
Yes, they do.
We are joined at the Roadhouse here by three very funny women. Laura Landvik, Julie Schumacher, and Sally Franson. You can meet them tonight at 7 o'clock at the Public Library. They are here for Readers and Writers Festival in Grand Marais this weekend. And we're talking about writing humor. Have you ever written something or thought about something to write and you think it's hilarious and then it's a total dive?
Yeah, that's embarrassing. I've done that.
Yeah?
Yeah, me too.
I'm not going to answer because I can't forgive you for dropping the N in my name.
Well, Lorna, you are also a stand-up comedian.
Well, technically, no. I do improvisational comedy, so I don't do written. I don't have a written act. But yeah, I do like to perform.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And you
Bryant
also...
Bryant Lake Bowl.
Yeah.
You got to see her at Bryant Lake Bowl.
Thank you, Julie.
When's your next show?
Why, thank you, Sally. It's weekends in January.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you had a book, Oh My Stars,
yep.
that was made into a movie.
Well, it was made into a short.
Yeah.
And our hope is that it will eventually be made into a feature. So it was real exciting.
I bet.
Yeah. So, you know, took things into my own hands and... made a grubby. No. It was really fun.
That had to have been really exciting.
Yeah, really was.
Yeah. Thanks. And that book wasn't so funny.
It had a lot of tragedy, but I always, like Julie said, it's so dependent on the lens. And so even though the main character, Violet, has a really tragic life and loses her arm at the elbow and all this, I still look for the humor in those situations, you know?
Yeah.
So people have told me it's dark and light, like an Oreo.
There you go. Now, Sally, you're the author of A Lady's Guide to Selling Out.
Yes.
And you're working on your second novel.
I am.
Tell us about the first novel.
The first novel is, I would say, also a comedy, but with crying, which I think is my specialité. And it's about, I call it a buildings woman as opposed to a buildings Roman, which is like a woman's coming of age. So she's working in an advertising agency and sort of hating her life. And then she hates it even more. And then she figures out how to not hate it anymore. And there's books and love and friendship and romance and
humor,
scandal and humor.
That's a great title.
It's got everything.
Yeah, it's got everything.
And what are you working on now?
I am working on a second novel. That is, I don't want to say too much because I am weirdly superstitious about these things.
Okay.
But it's about a group of women who work at a restaurant in southern Utah, and it's also a comedy. And there may or may not be a troop of clowns that come to visit them.
Do you know Southern Utah?
Yes. I got acquainted with it like 10 years ago through my sister who lived there for a period of time. And I went there and I was like, it's so remote. Like, it's like the last part of the United States that got the mail delivered by truck as opposed to by mule. And I was like,
wow.
And, you know, one actually way to make something funny is you just smush a bunch of characters away from everything, make it sort of isolated, and then put them on top of each other. And then they'll start to bicker within like 5 minutes. So that was sort of my solution to getting a frame a little bit tighter.
Wonderful. Julie Schumacher, you teach at the University of Minnesota.
Yes.
She was my teacher.
Really?
My student.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. We have a mother-daughter thing going on.
So what do you teach?
Creative writing, fiction.
Okay.
Everything from freshman writing to grad student MFA.
Wow.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you have 10 books out.
I do.
And you've also written for younger
Yeah,
audiences.
Half of those are for young adults, younger readers.
10 books, my God.
One's a coloring book. let's say that.
That was the hardest one to write, wasn't it?
Actually, what made it hard was that I had
filling
to collaborate.
It in.
I realized I am never going to collaborate again. I hate collaborating. Someone's doing a panel here about the joy of collaboration, and I thought, uh-uh. Nope.
So now, besides the panel tonight at 7 o'clock at the Public Library, will you be teaching other classes or other
events during the weekend?
Yes, I think Sally and Lorna already...
I will tomorrow.
And I'm teaching tomorrow as well on form and fiction.
Okay.
Yep.
And are you partaking in any of the other events that are scheduled that you aren't teaching?
I thought I was, but they were yesterday.
Well, actually, let's air this out now, Julie.
Oh, God, no!
Julie signed up for my class yesterday. I thought, oh, my God, the student becomes the teacher. I dusted off all my great little, old nuggets of wisdom. And then who doesn't show up? Julie Schumacher's a no-show.
I got my date wrong. Uh-oh. That was bad.
She snubbed me.
Oh, my. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. And I'm sure that the panel tonight is going to be full of laughter. Is there anything that you guys, that we haven't touched on, that you want to mention?
Hey, is the Angry Trout still open?
It is.
It is? Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Just for you guys.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Is this the last weekend? Oh, 24th. Okay.
How's that? Hey, that was a plug. Nice. I should get a free fish stick for that.
I think you should too. And I hope that all three of you ladies use all your coupons that
we certainly will.
The gauntlet's been thrown, is all I'm saying.
That's right. Well, thank you very much. Authors, Lorna.
Thank you.
Julie Schumacher and Sally Franson. You can join them tonight, 7 o'clock at the Public Library. And it is the North Shore Readers and Writers happening this weekend. Thanks so much for coming in, ladies.
Thank you, Julie.